Hello, dear viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Well, this is about the Unite the Kingdom rally, which just took place in London today. I wasn't there, and it was an enormous rally. By the lowest estimate, it was 110,000 people. Now, I have heard someone who's sympathetic to that movement claim it was a million people, but I think that's unlikely. At least 5,000 counter demonstrators. And so, uniting the kingdom, what it's all about is about limiting immigration, legal and illegal. We're trying to stop illegal immigration totally, to deport those who've entered the United Kingdom illegally. What do they claim asylum? Should they be granted asylum? These protesters seem to be largely unsympathetic to those who are sought to claim asylum. But if they claim asylum, should be allowed to stay? I mean, obviously, there's no coherent answer. It's not very organized. They don't have an agreed set of goals, but there's the vibe. And the linchpin of it was Tommy Robinson. Of course, that's a pseudonym, really. He's Stephen Yaxley Lennon. Don't trust a man who can't tell you the truth about his own name. So he's really bad news. He's been a well-known figure since about 2012. He's involved in the English Defence League. He's half Irish, born in Luton. He's a violent criminal. He's been sent to prison several times. The guy who's against illegal immigration, hilariously, entered the United States on somebody else's passport. So that was illegally immigrating. Okay, he wasn't intending to stay in the United States permanently. But yeah, he's very bad news. He's appealed to the basest Islamophobic bigotry. But he said he had Muslims at his wedding. And sometimes it's clear he doesn't believe what he's saying. And sometimes he said he's moderated, he's mended his ways, he realizes he's wrong, but then he reverts to type. So I think it's just not a respectable movement with him at its head. All right, so what's it expressing? A broader public mood. Yes, there is too much illegal immigration in the United Kingdom. Ideally, there'd be none. There's always going to be some. Legal immigration's down to a reasonable level, I think, but maybe some people haven't got that yet. Some of the regulations changed in Rishi Sunak's time, really taking effect now. So Labour has actually succeeded on this one. People also need to remind themselves what a calamity it would be if there's no immigration. Every country always has immigration. Tony Blair said the fundamental question is, are people trying to get in or are people trying to get out of your country? And you want to be in a country that people are mostly trying to get in. Most Western countries couldn't cope without immigration. So don't pretend that it is all terrible. It would be cataclysmic. There's no immigration whatsoever. And, being an immigrant is a completely honorable thing to be. I know there's a saying we're all immigrants. In a sense, that's true. We all come from the Rift Valley in Africa. And I realize an immigrant citizen of Republic of Ireland or United Kingdom, he, she, naturalized today or whatever, has as much right to be here as I do, as anybody else does. Completely accept that. Embrace multiracial, multi-religious Britain. I don't object to that. Tommy Robinson was there, and there's a display of all these flags, okay? And there's surely nothing less objectionable displaying a British flag in the United Kingdom or an English flag in England and so on. There were some Scots satires. I even saw the Irish tricolour, even though it's not a flag of the United Kingdom, and so forth. So he said it's about freedom of expression. They were expressing themselves. Nigel Farage went to Washington, D.C. to trash talk the United Kingdom. And yes, there are serious problems around free speech in the UK. But to say it's like North Korea was just beyond hyperbole, was foully offensive, and really demeaned the terrible suffering of people in that tyranny. About heritage, okay, I don't know what in particular. Is he a member of English heritage? Does he go to stately homes or Stonehenge or something like that? Galleries, museums? I don't think that's quite his bag. Culture, okay, fine, celebrate your culture. So mostly football hooligan culture, it seemed. The erosion of Britain via immigration, and I realize it can. I mean, how about did his was it his dad erode it by coming from the Republic of Ireland, where the Republic of Ireland gave the two fingers to the UK a couple of generations earlier? Anyway, so there's Eric Zemmour, a Frenchman who's been disseminating the great replacement theory. Go on talking about that. And saying that European peoples are being replaced by Muslim culture and people from the global south and blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, this is largely bogus. And okay, there are more people from the global south moving in and more Muslim people overlap a lot. Remember, Spain was once a Muslim country. I don't know whether it was ever the majority, but conquered by Muslims and so on. And they've been Muslims for a long time. I mean, Albania, Bosnia Herzegovina are Muslim majority countries. And there was Muslim rule over a lot of Southeast Europe for a few centuries. And people have the right to convert to Islam. That's fine. I don't question that. And Islam doesn't have to be antithetical to Western civilization. You can have a melange of two. It's quite troubling the way they tend to demonize people of one faith, but they don't do this about Buddhists or Sikhs. And okay, they're bad people of all religions. And yes, there are serious problems in the Islamic world. I definitely don't want a Shariat state. Here we go on. And there are people supporting some of the Islamic terrorist groups said they want a Shariat state in the UK and blah, blah, blah. They'll take over the United Kingdom. So there are bad people on that side. And that helps the Tommy Robinsons of this world. They were chanting, send them home, about the illegal immigrants. I hope not the legal ones. Stop the boats. Okay, that was a previous Conservative government slogan, smash the gangs. Now, under the Labour government, which they've signally failed to do, we want our country back. Begs the question, from whom? Who's taken it away from you? Presumably, they mean illegal immigrants. Now, we mustn't tarnish the reputation too much. Okay, you shouldn't do things illegal. Tommy Robinson does a lot that's illegal. Come into country illegally, okay, shouldn't do that, should be deported. But there's got to be some mercy. And sometimes they're claiming asylum. Why do you cross 20 safe countries to come to the UK? Well, because the UK is richer. And there's the International Refugee Convention 1951 and a right to seek asylum. Now, they might be refused asylum. They mightn't have sufficient reason to claim it, be deported to wherever. But that process takes a long time. But what if they can't enter the country illegally? They have to come any legal means. Well, they can. You can apply for a student visa, business visa, tourist visa, visitor's visa, whatever. Come legally, then claim. So it's a lie to say they can't come legally. And they're mostly healthy young men coming, partly because they're the ones most able to travel and work on the way. Elderly people, ill people, no, little children, women a bit less able to travel. And so on, less likely to get immediate work, even in the black economy. We believe in Tommy. Some people chanting MAGA hats, very a link to Make America Great Again. There's even a slogan, Make Europe Great Again. People are even talking about Make Britain Great Again. So Cross of Saint George, so and a placard reading Freedom of Speech is Dead, R.I.P. Charlie Kirk. Well, Freedom of Speech is definitely not dead. Charlie Kirk was an absolute scumbag. I was reading just now some of the really racist things he said about various black women who are judges and saying, oh, they don't have the brain power to be judges. Wow. Charlie Kirk, who didn't even have a degree, saying that that woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, didn't have the brain power to be a judge, a Harvard graduate. It was just foul. It was so frankly racist. So he is filth. I do not miss him. Goodness. Some of this was a little bit worrying, but maybe that's some of the worst of it. There are reasonable concerns about limited immigration, and governments for decades have failed to do this, and people denouncing the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. So Elon Musk was lapping it up. He wasn't there, but he's talking about it on his social media. And then people holding crosses and so on, as though they're all for Christianity. Now, in the United Kingdom, about 7% of people go to church on an average Sunday. I very much doubt most of these people were fervent Christians. Is it to differentiate themselves from our Mohammedan brethren? Well, obviously, there have been Muslims in what is now the United Kingdom for at least 400 years, and they're an essential part of British society. They've got the right to be here, most of them British citizens. The Mayor of London, the former First Minister of Scotland, the what's is it now, the Home Secretary, is she Home Secretary now? Yes, Shabana Mahmood and so on, and they can make a tremendous contribution. So I'm a little bit worried about this signaling out one religion for all this criticism. So I wasn't there. I'd like to go along and observe, not to say that I necessarily like the leftards and the other side. Open the borders, asylum seekers welcome, and blah blah blah. Well, okay, they've got to be treated humanely, but we mustn't encourage more illegal immigration. And I do believe in giving asylum to those who've got a genuine fear of violence or persecution. The asylum doesn't have to be here. The UK could have it somewhere else. The Rwanda plan didn't get off the ground, literally, could be somewhere else. So this is an impressive movement, even if you think it's vile. And I think it's worrying. I think some of it's unpalatable, but it's significant. And though it's not about Reform UK, some of these people will be inclined towards that party. So if Reform United Kingdom can get these people on board, That will really give them a big boost. But Tommy Robinson's not a member of that party, so far as I know. I think Nigel Farage recognizes that he's got limited appeal. Tommy Robinson, his toxicity amongst the mainstream, that he appeals to maybe 20% of people in the population, and the rest would revile him. So probably that he's actually more harm than good. It would put off too many floating voters if he got involved in Reform UK. But these things, they may grow. Anyway, there were some crimes committed, some arrests committed, so arrests made. But I mean, okay, an arrest doesn't prove anything. They might have arrested the wrong person, arrested the person they intend to arrest. They might release him or her without charge. Even the person is charged, the charges could be dropped. Even if the case goes forward, the person could be acquitted. But quite a few police officers were assaulted. Was it by the pro-illegal immigration people, or was it by United in the Kingdom? I don't know. But as United Kingdom, the great majority, is highly likely it was mostly them, which is of course detestable. People should not assault police officers under any circumstances. So we mustn't blame the whole 110,000 people were there for the actions of a tiny minority. But that's exactly what Uniting the Kingdom intends to do, is find the worst person who happens to be Muslim and say he, she typifies the whole lot. The whole lot are guilty. They've got to take a long, hard look at themselves. The whole community is responsible. And so they're all about sweeping generalizations and demonization, which is very troubling. So I would like to promote good intercommunal relations. At the same time, forthright free speech. Say what you want. And obviously others find it insulting, tough. They got to grow up. They can say what they want. They can hit back hard verbally. But I suspect it'd be a growing movement. We haven't heard the last of Uniting the Kingdom. I don't think they weren't particularly about Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, and England. I don't think it was uniting in that sense. It might be seen as cruelly ironic, as is a rather divisive movement. And there were non-white people in this crowd, but I would think if you're an observant Muslim, an obvious Muslim, a man who liked to wear a traditional Muslim dress and a long beard, you might have felt rather unwelcome, or a woman in a hijab or something like that. So no one should be mistreated on account of his or her faith. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, that at PayPal, George Callan 790 gmail.com. Goodbye.